This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Thursday said he planned to continue talks with Republicans about infrastructure and jobs, but would not accept a proposal that funded only a fraction of his $2.3 trillion package. Biden made the comments while selling his proposal in Georgia on Thursday. Republicans propose a $568 billion five-year package as a counteroffer. At least 44 people have been killed in a stampede at a crowded religious festival in northeast Israel Thursday. Hundreds more were injured at the festival, which takes place annually at the foot of Mount Meron, a religious holiday marked with all-night bonfires, prayer, and dancing. Indonesian officials working to determine how a military submarine with 53 crew members sunk earlier this month during a training exercise said the vessel may have been hit by an internal solitary wave in the sea off Bali. It's reported that such waves are invisible but have the strength to drag down a submarine to dangerous depths. USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Former President Trump spoke out on fraud in the 2020 elections amid the ongoing vote recount in Maricopa County in Arizona. The 45th president urged Americans to keep an eye on the forensic audit. A spokesman for the Maricopa, Arizona audit explains why this audit is different.
This audit is different from anything that the county has done because this is a recount of the ballots. This is also looking into the machines. Yes, they did a what's called a logic and accuracy test on the machines, but that just verified that the machines were working at that moment. This is going into, was there any unofficial or unauthorized software on any of those machines? Even if they looked at that, we're going much deeper, and we're recounting every one of the 2,089,563 ballots.
Arizona Democrats fought hard to block the audit. Conservatives claim election integrity is at stake. The NFL draft continues in Cleveland, Ohio. Thursday's first pick was Clemson Tigers quarterback Trevor Lawrence, selected by the Jacksonville Jaguars. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Republicans called out liberals for racism tolerance on Thursday after Senator Tim Scott offered opposing comments to President Biden's vision of America on Wednesday.
Nowhere do we need common ground more desperately than in our discussions of race. I have experienced the pain of discrimination. I know what it feels like to be pulled over for no reason, to be followed around a store while I'm shopping. I've also experienced a different kind of intolerance. I get called Uncle Tom and the N-word by progressives, by liberals.
Senator Scott on Fox News Thursday night.
I've never seen such a power grab and using people in such a despicable way. It is really disheartening to see the less response. And frankly, even Twitter's response to racism and racial slurs, if it comes from the left, it must be okay according to Twitter's response 12 hours later.
Twitter declined to comment when asked why it took so long to remove the racial slur from its platform. After for a lengthy beta, Apple has launched the iOS 14.5 and iPadOS 14.5. The updates went live Monday and include several additional features, such as a new Siri Voices and a fancy new Face ID feature that makes it possible to use your iPhone while wearing a mask. Experts are saying you might find it better to wait a few days before updating. First of all, make sure you have a current backup of your Apple device before updating to the new operating systems. Two reasons to hold off. Every once in a while, there's a disastrous bug. Remember the 2016 launch of iPad Pro? Also, not every developer will be ready with software during the launch. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Great to have DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. How are you? Good to talk to you.
Hey, always. Quite the contrast, huh? The other day, the tale of two governments, a big, humongous, blob-like government, because the era of big government is back, to the surprise of Bill Clinton, who thought that he had put it to rest back in the latter 90s once and for all. But the one thing about that multi-head monster, it still finds a way to give rise, especially when the Democrats are in control like this.
Oh, no question. This is, Frankenstein's monster coming out of the grave and getting zapped with, I don't know how many volts of left-wing lightning, and here it comes.
He's back.
The street yet again. He's back. He's back.
Yeah, and $6 trillion in his wake, right?
Correct. I heard Stuart Varney at Fox Business refer to Biden as the $6 trillion man. I wish I thought of that. I think that is actually 1 million times more expensive than the $6 million man, if you remember that TV show.
Yes, exactly. Right.
Just to date ourselves. So,
you got to bring it up to the 21st century is all. Inflation, everything, cost of living, it all has its effect.
Well, yeah, I guess you got to correct for inflation. Yes, inflation adjusted, this would be the cost of $6 million man. Yeah, that's what that would cost. Amazing, truly astonishing. Yep, and this is everything from universal pre-K, so rather than letting kids enjoy their childhoods as I did. I didn't go to school till I was almost 6 years old.
Right.
And I spent time riding my bike, climbing trees, playing hide and seek, having a good time. I think we watched The Three Stooges on TV, and Grandpa Biden wants the kids in preschool starting age 3 so they can get all their, wokest anti training and systematic racism sensitivity sessions from when they're 3 or 4 years old, when they can barely write their names.
Well, I'll tell you what, the science I've read on this, DeRoy, like you said, they don't want kids going into school that early. That, climbing trees, socializing, with neighborhood kids, being at home, starting school, 5, 6, 5, they've even suggested is early. But he tried to present this as fact that somehow kids do so much better by going into school at 3. And I'm going, what science are you reading? That's not anything consistent with anything that I'm aware of.
Yeah, those must be new studies, and if they are, I'd love to see them. But I and generations before me of Americans didn't go to school till we were in kindergarten, 5 or 6. Before that, you were just out, being a kid, and that's a beautiful thing because you don't really get the chance to do that again until you retire. And at that point, you're so creaky you can't climb trees anymore. So that's not a good planning system. So I would leave the kids alone. There's a wonderful song by Santana called "Let the Children Play."
Yes.
Let them play till they're 5 or 6, then they go to school, and we also spare taxpayers the expense of having to start indoctrinating children from age 3. We can start indoctrinating age 6. That's good enough, I think.
Well, this is all part of this infrastructure idea. We got soft and hard infrastructure. But I love what Tim Scott said. It says that they don't even want to build bridges to build bridges.
I mean, very well put.
Yeah, I thought that was perfect. I loved it. Yeah.
Beautifully put. Yeah, and in fact, I'll say it here first. I think based on his performance last night and his performance as a U.S. senator and so much that Tim Scott has to offer, I'm hoping that the GOP ticket in 2024 will be DeSantis Scott, Governor DeSantis of Florida, and Senator Scott from South Carolina.
South Carolina.
That would be an unstoppable duo.
Boy, I would agree, because I think that, you know, one of the challenges are people having, you know, first of all, is Trump's influence. You know, Trump would be more influential outside the lines as opposed to trying to run again as president because, you know, the damage that has been done to his brand by the mainstream media and how that will continue is so severe, DeRoy, even with all the good things that he did, you know, for the country for 8 years in spite of these headwinds. You know, it might be, you know, wise for him to think of a different strategy.
You said for 8 years is only four, but in a
yeah,
good
right.
way it felt like eight. Not in the sense
yeah.
that it didn't felt that
right.
long, but the
right.
amount of things, even if you dislike Trump, I'm a big fan, I voted for him in 2016 and 2020, and if he's the nominee, I'll vote for him again in 2024. But even if you were a Trump detractor, one must admit that the man got an incredible amount accomplished in 4 years. I mean,
right.
the biggest tax cut in U.S. history, not one, not two, not three, but three different vaccines, 450 miles of the border wall, the agreements with Mexico and Central American countries to limit the people coming across the border, four different Middle East peace agreements, opportunity zones, the First Step Act, criminal justice reform, all that and more.
Mm-hmm.
Tremendous record of achievement. Now, you may hate each and every one of those things, but even his enemies have to say that he was a very almost hyperactive president who got a lot accomplished. And as you say, unfortunately, he also was damaged by all these lies that the mm-hmm. media told, that he was a KGB agent, that he did nothing when the Russians, I guess, bribed Afghans to kill our troops. That turned out to be an invasion.
Put a bounty on them. Yeah.
Yeah, the whole bounty story, that turned out not to be true. So they basically lied through their teeth about him for 4 years, and I think damaged him very badly. And I don't fit age 78. Who knows what his stamina will be? He may still be the Energizer Bunny, or he may
right.
slow down by then. But
yeah, something tells me he's going to be 100 and still be only sleeping 3 hours a night and
yeah.
going nonstop. I mean, he just has that kind of constitution. It's kind of like what my doctor told me, Bill. You have the kind of constitution that you'll die, and 3 years later, your body will get the memo. And and I kind of see Trump as the same way, you know, in that sense, if I might be able to use that reference and not, you know, I'm not trying to be arrogant here. It's just that some of us are wired that way just to keep on going. And that's why I guess I related to Donald Trump. I appreciated that he was a true CEO for many years. The country was, you know, begging for a true chief executive officer. Look what we experienced under 8 years with Obama, with no chief CEO type experience. Everything was theoretical. Donald Trump comes in and immediately starts flipping switches. And my goodness, DeRoy, they're working. I mean, not like right now. I mean, you got Biden, again, the contrast. He's flipping switches and he's killing jobs, talking about creating jobs, but he's killing jobs in the process. He's compromising our national security. We've got a crisis at the border that he says is not a crisis. You know, and meanwhile, President Xi and Putin and Iran are licking their chops for the near opportunity that's availing them because of this new administration.
No, this is very true. I mean, certainly this desire on the part of Biden to abandon energy independence, which was something we've craved since probably the 1970s. We achieved within a couple of years of President Trump's administration, and now Biden and company running away from that at top speed. Well, this is great news if you're Iran, wonderful news if you're Vladimir Putin and your only exports are basically caviar and petroleum. This is terrific news. I'm sure they're high-fiving each other in the Kremlin or whatever the Russian equivalent is of the high five. And certainly, the systemic racism, constant focus on Jim Crow, et cetera. All this does is weaken American resolve and American self-confidence, and that is something that makes life easier for people in Beijing, Tehran, and Moscow.
Less, exactly.
Less people we want to make whose lives we want to make easier.
And I love what Tim Scott had to say about that. Emphatically, America is not a racist nation. Wow. I mean, did you kind of watch? I was telling somebody else, it was like we saw this Sputnik flying across the air, which contained the gray matter of leftist brains that just exploded with the announcement by Tim Scott. Right?
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, look, he is well-spoken. He is genuine. Nobody can say that he grew up, on Martha's Vineyard at a yacht basin. He's a product of a single mom, broken home, raised by his single mom and his grandparents, up from poverty. I believe he lived in public housing growing up, if I'm not mistaken.
I'll tell you what, let's pick up on that on the other side of the break. We got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Like
15 minutes after the top of the hour. We're committed to maintaining our fresh and independent status here just for you as we continue to do everything we can to get this country back on track. And we thank you for joining in. And we thank DeRoy Murdoch for being available, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of Project 21 Black Leadership Network. We were talking about Tim Scott and the impact that he made in his rebuttal presentation. I mean, this is a clear contrast of what, what was presented by the president. And they always say that it's tough to be the follow-up speaker, the rebuttal speaker to any president. But Tim Scott, as far as I was concerned, DeRoy, hit it out of the park.
He did a terrific presentation. And you're right, there have been people who otherwise are good speakers or for whatever reason strike out in that position. Bobby Jindal was the governor of Louisiana, and he just sort of came across to some people as a bit sing-song. Marco Rubio had a pretty good speech until he got thirsty and reached over for a glass of water, and that's the only thing people were able to remember despite his otherwise decent remarks. Mm-hmm. Tim Scott's style and presentation were calm and I thought upbeat, positive, and pleasant, and the substance was just terrific. He talked about America's land of opportunity, that this is not the land of racism, as the left always insists. He spoke on that occasion and others of how his grandfather picked cotton and basically, I guess, lived to see him join the U.S. House before he became a senator, mm-hmm. and said, isn't it amazing, this country where one family was able to go from cotton to Congress in one lifetime.
I love it.
This does not happen in a systemically racist country. And Tim Scott certainly is not the only black member of Congress. I mean, we have a lot of Democrats there. I think you have 53 members of the House, the Congressional Black Caucus. They have two vacancies, but you've got people in there who are heads of the Financial Services Committee, the Agriculture Committee, other big committees. Number three person in charge of the U.S. House is James Clyburn, also mm-hmm. South Carolina. Not my kind of politician. He's way to my left. But again, somebody who's been there a long time and accomplished something. And if this were really such a systematically racist country, the white systemic racists who are there to hold down black people mm-hmm. wouldn't let black folks run things like the House Financial Services Committee, the Pentagon under Lloyd Austin, the Department of Justice under Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch for 8 years, the U.S. Department of State for 8 years under Condoleezza Rice and Colin Powell. You know, this is supposedly a country where blacks are held down, and yet black folks are running the White House, the Pentagon, the State Department, Department of Justice, and major committees of the U.S. House. I mean, how did this happen in this racist country?
Exactly. Well, you know that Senator Scott was so powerful that, people were tweeting out, mean tweets, referring to him as Uncle Tim. Even Kamala Harris, the vice president. Come on, have some dignity and class. You're the vice president of the United States of America, and she cannot say anything positive, but had to shift it. They had already lost the ground of the racial card on that matter. And so she comes back and says, oh, well, but let me tell you, terrorism is manifested by white supremacy. I mean, it was almost a non sequitur, DeRoy.
But what does that have to do with his speech?
Exactly. That's what I mean. Yeah.
But look, I think what he does, which is magnificent, is his own personal story and presentation, the substance of what he discussed, were all terrific. But he completely detonates and demolishes, like a Hiroshima bomb, this left-wing narrative that, the Republican Party's racist, they're all just a bunch of bigots, it's the KKK and Brooks Brothers suits. Look, if this were such a racist party, why would they pick him to rebut the President of the United States? Why didn't they pick somebody like Mike Lee or somebody like John Cornyn or somebody like Mitch McConnell, who are definitely white males? Instead, they picked this black gentleman with as I said, very authentic, up from poverty type story. Mm-hmm. And this is not in any way reinforced the narrative that the left keeps telling us, that this is the party of racism. In fact, the reason he was even in the Senate was when Jim DeMint retired to leave the Senate, join run the Heritage Foundation. Nikki Haley, who was the governor of South Carolina at the time, she's a woman of East Indian background, by the way, picked him out of the U.S. House to replace DeMint. He then ran for reelection to keep that, win that seat outright. Mm-hmm. And on the day that he ran the same day as Lindsey Graham. Tim Scott outpolled Lindsey Graham in South Carolina. So he got more votes than the white guy did. So again, he completely obliterates the left's idea that the GOP, or not idea, the left's lie that the GOP is the party of racism. And that's why they hate his guts, and that's why he's attacked as Uncle Tim and worse.
Right. Well, I like how he framed the idea of how this attitude of the color of our skin has gone full circle. He said before, when he was young, he was judged by the color of his skin. Now that he's older, it's white people that are being judged by the color of their skin. I thought, he's exactly right how the roles have reversed here, and said that it's absolutely backwards to fight discrimination by a different form of discrimination.
No, you're absolutely right. Yeah. You're right. I guess the dog chased its tail and finally caught its tail, if you will. somebody sent me a video, ran a few months ago, but it was Bill Maher on his show talking about the Academy Awards. And now the Academy has this new set of quotas. If you want a movie to qualify for Best Picture, it has to have X number of actors of color and sound technicians of color and cameramen of color and on and on and on. And Bill Maher said, imagine if you did a movie like Schindler's List, you'd have to turn in a list of the racial characteristics of your cast and your crew. And how ironic is that?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, the whole thing has gone full circle, you know, from Schindler's List to Oscar's List, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, as you say in your recent column, that, you know, the Democrats have finally come to that point. You know, we've talked about them eating their own, but they are starting to resist the left's growing insanity. I mean, because here they are promoting policies, DeRoy, that even in the primaries, only 30% of the constituency would support them. And they're out there promoting this $6 trillion worth of investment of the people's money as if Joe Biden and them had a mandate. And it's going too far for some of these Democrats. They're going, wait a minute, this is not what I understand the U.S. Constitution or what the political process is all about. I mean, even James Carville warned that this wokest perspective is destroying the brand of the Democratic Party.
Yes, he did. He did an interview with Vox and talked about how the woke concept is it's reached the point where even Democrats can't say things out loud. If they have anything that might bother the Wokistanis, they just whisper among themselves.
I love that. Wokistanis. I love that word.
You
That's
like
good.
It. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, we saw this, for example, just a few days ago when Simon & Schuster announced that they're going to publish the book by Mike Pence, former vice president. Mm-hmm. And the staff rebelled and said, oh, how can you do this? You know, how can you put out his book? And I don't believe Simon Schuster's buckled in on that mm-hmm. pressure, but they might. And my thought is, let the man publish his book. Who knows? It may be a book where Mike Pence breaks with Trump and says, you know, here my yeah. 4 years working with Trump, what a nightmare there were. Now,
right.
I assume he'll be loyal and say positive things, but, you know, there may be a thing or two in there that the left would find interesting and use once again as a skillet to knock over Donald J. Trump's head, in which case, let him do that. And if not, you know, it certainly has the historical record and people can learn whatever it is Mike Pence has to say. But these people in these corporations, publishing houses, news media outlets, whatever, that's basically the young indoctrinated staff yelling at the older, sensible executives, and too often the executives cave in and do whatever the children want.
Yeah, exactly.
What we need is leaders, editors, news directors who stand up to these people and say, no, you need to calm down. We're going to do what we're doing. This makes sense. If you don't like it, there's the front door. Don't let mm-hmm. the green door hit you on the way out.
Yeah, take control of your publications, of your office once again, instead of letting the tail shake the dog. Because meanwhile, they'll publish a book for Hunter Biden and give him a professorship, I guess, in the process. Amazing.
And I believe his book turned out to be a big flop. I think it's sold like 5,000 copies, 10,000 copies, despite a big media tour, and obviously his father's the president. So, you know, they want to publish these left-wing books that don't sell very well and run away from the right-wing books that often do.
It's absolutely amazing. Well, you know, a deja vu, it didn't fare very well for one Hillary Clinton, did it?
She's put out a number of books, and they've not sold for the most part. I know, to her credit, Michelle Obama's memoir did very well. And again, if this is such a racist country, why are all these white people buying her books?
Yeah.
But Hillary's had her book out, and a number of other politicians have put out books that have just not sold a lot of copies. You haven't had situations where lobbyists will buy copies and say, hey, we just bought 5,000 copies of your book. But, you know, of course, that's not connected to any political favors they can
do. Oh, of course not. There's no quid pro quo. We know that.
Why would you think such a thing, Bill? Why would you think
I know.
Such a thing?
Shame on me. We better get off the air real quick before we get in trouble. He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care, buddy. Be blessed.
Nice to talk to you.
You got it. Always.
All right. Is that a Q2 or Q3 expense?
Dwayne's CPA went MIA.
W9.
To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Thursday said he planned to continue talks with Republicans about infrastructure and jobs, but would not accept a proposal that funded only a fraction of his $2.3 trillion package. Biden made the comments while selling his proposal in Georgia on Thursday. Republicans propose a $568 billion five-year package as a counteroffer. At least 44 people have been killed in a stampede at a crowded religious festival in northeast Israel Thursday. Hundreds more were injured at the festival, which takes place annually at the foot of Mount Meron, a religious holiday marked with all-night bonfires, prayer, and dancing. Indonesian officials working to determine how a military submarine with 53 crew members sunk earlier this month during a training exercise said the vessel may have been hit by an internal solitary wave in the sea off Bali. It's reported that such waves are invisible but have the strength to drag down a submarine to dangerous depths. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Be encouraged. Hope still reigns, ladies and gentlemen. We're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, everything that's happening in our culture today, it is amazing the cultural impact that Marxism, socialism, you know, corporate socialism, it's pervasive. I mean, it is, in a sense, it's a pandemic in and of its own. Well, Justin Danhof, the general counsel for the National Center for Public Policy Research, has been pointing this out and been very committed to this effort. And I appreciate him coming on the show to talk about the latest exposition of said socialistic Marxist thought that has invaded corporate America. Free Enterprise Project has been calling out Cigna's board for lack of diverse viewpoint. And, you know, we understand, like we were talking with Sam Sorbo, words matter. And so what is this diverse viewpoint? What is that all about? Justin, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. It's always nice to talk with you.
Well, explain to us, what's this diverse viewpoint that Cigna's, you know, having a challenge with?
So across America, corporate America, that is, we see basically the infiltration of the college campus occurring, right?
Amazing.
The place of liberals, by liberals, and for liberals. And so over, you know, the past 5 or 6 years, we've seen lots of companies adopt what is, in essence, affirmative action for their boards of directors.
Mm-hmm.
They say they want their boards to avoid groupthink. So to avoid groupthink, they're putting on females and underrepresented minorities. And I'm looking at these and I'm saying, this is just so retrograde. This is so backwards. Not all women think the same based on their gender. And by the way, doesn't the left tell us that there's like 73 genders now anyway? So you're going to need much bigger boards of directors if we're truly going to be representative on gender. Mm-hmm. And same thing on race. Not all black people think the same based on the color of their skin. That is paternalistic, retrograde, racist. That is what racism really is.
Right.
And so what we're doing is we're going across to these boards, especially boards that are monolithically left-leaning, and we're saying, you know, you're starting to resemble a Yale faculty lounge.
Yes.
Where conservative thought just isn't even, like, welcome in the room, let alone ever to be spoken. Mm. And so we think that, yes, we agree with the end goal of avoiding groupthink. Obviously, boards should not have, you know, monolithic thought. That would be really, really bad for investors, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If there was no critical questions being asked at the top tier of leadership in business. And so we think that boards that have a lack of viewpoint diversity really ought to consider that before they consider, you know, race and gender and everything else, you know, LGBTQ, LMNOP. We just think that boards that, I don't know, have different thoughts will have a better chance of avoiding groupthink.
Well, exactly. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, in terms of the concept and the idea of diversity, we welcome diversity. You know, diversity should take, I mean, you know, but that comes out of freedom of thought. If thought is stifled, then you've done just the opposite. I mean, you're doing exactly what Tim Scott was talking about. You're trying to combat racism with a different form of racism. How does that make sense?
Well, exactly. And so, you know, basically what we can do with corporations is look at the end results, look at their action, and it proves that there's no questions in the room. So Cigna, for example, they wholeheartedly support the Equality Act. Well, the Equality Act, Cigna's in Connecticut, by the way, mm-hmm. which is ground zero for men crushing women in women's sports. Specifically,
right.
There's two male boys that compete in event after event in track and field, and they crush all the girl competitors. They get first and second in, like, every single high school track race. And it's because they've grown up with the benefit of male testosterone for their whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When girls
right.
girls don't have that. And so I asked, and the Equality Act would, you know, pardon the alliteration here, but they would put it on steroids. This would go nationwide.
No, it's absurd.
It would be federally mandated. And so I said, look, did any board member of Cigna have the courage to stand up and say, why are we backing a bill that would eviscerate women's sports? And, you know, that's just it. Did any Cigna board member have the spine to do the right thing? And they sat there like potted plants. So it tells me that they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody had the courage to speak up, even if they had the, you know, the thought.
Mm-hmm.
They were afraid that that thought wouldn't be welcome.
And
so I don't
that,
know the
that thought,
mind.
That thought, and they would be canceled. You know, once again, this is demonstration of the disease that you're talking about that does come out. I mean, and we've been saying this for years, Justin, as you have, that, you know, it's like you're in some faculty lounge where you've got these people that are siloed with their thoughts and thinking they're all so brilliant. And then when it goes into the marketplace to be tested and the people go, what, are you nuts? And they go, no, you're nuts. You're out of here. And you know, so that's the end of the argument and debate. And meanwhile, they're in full movement, you know, progressing down the road to their blissful insanity. And meanwhile, everybody else has to put up with this and scratch their heads. Maybe the counter for these, you know, competing boys and women's sports is maybe put masks on them and everybody else is maskless. Maybe that might even out the odds a little bit. Just a little sidebar.
That solution. Creative thinking.
Yeah, I'm just throwing that crazy idea out there. I know it wouldn't pass in a faculty lounge, and some people might actually, you know, smile and laugh at the levity of it all. But you know, this is just, you know, the whole idea. And I've been in sports all my life, and people who understand competition, one of the things, the basics of all competition is it fair. And what you will hear even from little kids, you know, at 3 years, it's not fair. You know, there's just something
that's part of our makeup to realize, you know, what is fair, what's not fair.
Well, that's right. And and the thing is, Democrats want their kids to be able to compete in sports fairly too. Like that's just the issue. They have smoke and mirrors on all of their legislations. You know, it's called the Equality Act. So who could stand against, you know, equality, right? And they don't present the crazy. It's up to us to expose it because they're just lying to the public. So you're doing a great service to America by exposing what they're doing. And that's why I'm going into corporate boardrooms and saying, look, you know, you're pushing for insanity that I bet you if you ask your workforce, you know, those workers who are female, those workers who have daughters, they wouldn't back this in a second.
Exactly.
So that's just the issue. If you plainly brought this to the American public would reject it every single time.
And this has been typical. I mean, look at policies, the proposals by Democrats. I mean, even their own party members, to your point, during the primaries rejected, you know, 70% of what they had to offer. Said, "No, get it out of here." And they go ahead and they sell it in the general election, and somehow they win the election. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't square up. But you know, this is what the Democrats are good at wordsmithing, and they tell you. Well, what they tell you is the opposite of what it does, like the equality. The Equality Act, in essence, becomes the Inequality Act.
Well, that's right. And, I mean, the other factor in here that a lot of folks may not be aware of, but they really should be, is that the Equality Act cancels the 1993 federal bill known as the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which provides, you know, religious exceptions in certain occasions, in certain settings for, you know, employers and religious-based institutions. It literally writes it out of federal law. So religious freedom, as we've come to know it in the United States, is canceled by the Equality Act. Full stop. Full stop.
Yeah.
And again, I asked the Cigna board members, did any of you stand up and question why you're supporting legislation that would crush the Equality Act? And again, they sat there like, you know, we could hear crickets.
Wow.
It's sad. But largely what we're doing in these boardrooms, Bill, is essentially just the job of the mainstream media, right?
Exactly. Right.
You know, media needs to be asking these questions.
Mm-hmm. Well, keep asking the questions, Justin. We'll keep having you on. And sooner or later, the mainstream media might catch up. Even for their self-interest, because you can only prejudice the story so long and without losing credibility, and they're losing it more and more.
Mortgage Justin rates Daniel. Are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603. 787, an equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You know, anybody that lets you sit in his office and do a broadcast has got to be regarded as a dear friend. And I regard Danny Wirtz as a dear friend. He was so kind when I was in Colorado and so hospitable. He gave me a bird's eye view of Pikes Peak outside of his office and let me do the radio show out of his office, said office. And it was such a terrific time. And Danny, to this day, it was just such a, you know, such a great time there. And again, your courtesy and hospitality that you extended was really wonderful. And I can't thank you enough.
Well, that's great, Bill. I'm glad you still remember that. That's awesome. Anytime, Bill. Would love to have you over here.
Yeah. Well, I've got to be coming back here soon and pretty soon. Hey, I want to talk about equal parenting, especially in light of, you know, what we've been going through for the last 14, 15 months. The idea of equal parenting has been rather dynamic. I mean, you know, operating out of home, not going to a traditional office, you know, our world's been turned upside down. So what was equal parenting before COVID different than equal parenting today, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, really, it's about, and more than 20 states have put into legislation. It began back in 2010, 2011 to be introduced into legislation. And that really was about parents not reaching an agreement on the kind of parenting plan they think would be best for the children. And so what was proposed is that children would live equal time with both parents if they were fit and loving and really loving parents. And they had to come up with a list of factors evaluating parental health and fit parents. And as things are opening up and there's more of the online commutes, telecommutes, and things like that, it does make sense that kids, if there are two fit parents, that they get the contribution, the life-giving possibilities that come from a father and a mother in their lives.
Well, I've maintained, Danny, and maybe we've talked about this before, is that it's so critical for the health the mental health of the child, because, you know, last time I checked, the child wasn't created by one parent. It's both parents. And part of that DNA comes from each of those parents. Things that, for example, my wife can understand about our son, you know, without any hesitation. Why does that bother you? You know, for her, it's real simple. And there's certain aspects of him as well that I understand that I can relate to quite easily. And she's upset and everything. Why is that a problem? It's because that part is of me, just like that part is of her, that's easily relatable. And this is where the two-parent participation is so critical for the mental health of that child. Otherwise, they're liable to be, you know, taught through their misbehavior that they're somehow, you know, dysfunctional or wrong, when all it is that they're expressing, you know, something of each individual parent, that if one parent is only seeing it, then it becomes kind of a, you know, in a sense, it becomes unfairly weaponized or perceived.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair?
That is fair. There's unfortunately a lot of parental alienation that occurs, where a parent is wanting to be the child's favorite. They want that love from the child, which becomes unhealthy, and they become spiteful to the other parent. And that momentum that's created emotionally from that parent into the child, mm-hmm. then is created. That momentum's created in that child, and then towards the other parent, and that's just really destructive to the child's mental, emotional, and spiritual and relational health. I mean, those
exactly.
are very big dimensions for that child. And research has shown that a dad that shows sensitivity early in a boy's life reduces the possibility of that child having behavior issues down the road in their life. And a mom, equally so, if she provides gentle and supportive guidance with warmth towards her child, there's reduced possibilities of aggression and increased self-control and academic performance in the kids. I mean, those are from a couple studies that show that there's unique influence from a mom and a dad, and moms and dads need to deal with the momentum they have emotionally and spiritually inside of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's so that they can see that they're both needing to be invested in that child's growth mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, and relationally. And that's where you're going to create mental health and growth in your child.
Without a doubt. And then, you know, here it is. We're back to what God's intent was for the family. Because the last study that I looked at, Danny, I didn't see an inordinate number for families wanting, you know, their children to grow up and be gangbangers or, you know, suicide bombers or terrorists or anything like that. I mean, when they brought that child home from the hospital, they had nothing but high hopes, and maybe there was a little bit of fear of, oh my God, I hope I don't mess this kid up, and, you know, kind of deal. And I understand all that part, but by and large, we're very hopeful. And that's what most people around the world, not just here in America, but around the world, would want for their children. But, you know, the challenge that we have is that because we live in such an egocentric society in a fallen world, as you point out, it becomes about me. And when it becomes about me, we're forsaking our children, and we fail to do our jobs and hold up to our responsibilities.
Yeah, you know, I tell parents, you need to be life-giving to your child, which means you need to be able to receive life-giving words, which are corrective words. And a lot of times you have blind spots because you're so emotionally focused on meeting your own needs. And in this case, it's how can you be the most life-giving to your child? I remember a teen coming into my office about a year and a half ago, and he said, "Mr. Huerta, I'm so confused, and I'm so angry at both my parents. I don't want to be with either one of them." And it was a divorce situation, and the parents, when they shared their story, blamed the other for infidelity and all kinds of things. And it was super confusing, and I had to sit them down and say, "Hey, guys, let's put that aside. All the destruction that's inside of you is really destroying your son. Is that really what you guys want?" And it's been quite a journey, but they've both gotten their own help and created a new momentum inside of that. And it's really transformed this teenager's life. It's never too late to decide that, hey, we can both equally have a good positive influence in our child when we're in a healthy place.
We can't forsake what God's purpose was for that child. And when we marry and we have children, we have to align ourselves with God's purpose for that child. If you forsake that, whether it's infidelity or you do something that violates the relationship, you know, it's like anything that gets dysfunctional and is not working properly, you've got to take a step back and go back to when it was working right. And you've got to recapture and re-embrace those principles. If you don't, you're just in the fight. You're in the emotional morass of it all. And who's suffering the most? I mean, the entire family unit is suffering, but here's this child with this future that God's created for a purpose, and all that's being violated and cast aside. I mean, Danny, I don't know how you do it. You know, some of the stories you tell me, I mean, my heart's breaking, and I'm going, you do this every day. You're hearing these kinds of stories. And I'm sure you're hearing great stories as well and that sort of thing. But, you know, going back to what you said earlier about words matter, you know, I think some of the biggest wounds that I found is, you know, when somebody will say, well, you are your father's son, or you are your mother's daughter, you know, that kind of thing. You know, what is the point? What are you projecting? What kind of life giving element are you putting into that child with those words? Right.
Right. Yeah. And that's the best gift you can ever give your child is to instill life. And that includes providing and knowing that there are other people on this planet that can speak life into your son or daughter. And that being husband, wife, or ex-husband, ex-wife, right, in this case, they have something to give. And let's encourage, instill life, inspire in our children, and put those things aside. That's just going to be an amazing gift to your children. In the brokenness, when there's been destruction, God brings life. Allow for God to do that.
Amen.
And get mentors or people in your life to bring life back into you.
Yeah, God is still in the redemption business. I mean, we just had Easter last month, right? A couple weeks ago, and he's still redeeming, and the grave is still, you know, it's still empty, you know, Jesus is risen, and we can't get there if it's all about me. Go ahead.
Hey, Bill, I was just going to say, that's amazing that you bring that up. I mean, think about the momentum shift that Jesus brought to sin. Mm-hmm. It shook the world, and it's so exciting to think about if you bring Jesus into this and say, man, there's redemption to something that was broken. Yes, our marriage did not work out, and there's complications to that. There may have been one that didn't want the divorce, other one that just wanted that. But allow for God to bring in and shake it up and to bring redemption to where that momentum of sin is going in one direction. Let Jesus change the direction of that and bring life to where it's been taken. Yeah.
For the sake of your son or daughter, maybe you're not there, but for the sake of your child that has a future, and what the child, a future and a hope that shouldn't be thwarted, and this is God-given. And that's, you know, that is the opportunity, and that's our prayer, Danny, is that people would get outside of themselves. Though, you know, a divorce is very painful. I get it. You know, I've been through it. I've often said I wouldn't want it for my worst enemy. It is so devastating. But you have to find, in the midst of the war and anger and emotions, you need to find a safe haven where you can be honest about what you're dealing with, but also not forsake what God has planned and purposed, not only for your child, but for you and your spouse as well, right?
Amen, Bill. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I hear the music. Hey, yeah. Come to FocusOnTheFamily.com/parenting. There's a lot more there for you as you're raising your children.
And check out his book, 7 Traits of Effective Parenting, by Danny Huerta as well. Danny, thank you. God bless. Appreciate it. Take care, buddy.
God bless you.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.